Iran's on the verge of a nuclear weapon. Once again, we're hearing this rumor. Well, what should the U.S. and Israel do in response, if anything? And can we really trust Barack Obama to handle this extremely dangerous problem? I don't think so. Joining us to talk about this is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and the founder of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, David Rubin. David Rubin, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, it's great to talk to you.
So what should the U.S. policy be towards Iran? I mean, realistically.
I think that the United States has to make it very clear that nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran are a mortal danger, not just to Israel, but to the world. We're talking about a situation that is very similar to the situation in 1930s Germany, where Adolf Hitler had used the democratic freedoms of Germany to attain power in Germany, and he was threatening the entire free world at that point. Roosevelt was reluctant to go in, and it wasn't until Pearl Harbor that there was no choice. We're in a situation today where Ahmadinejad is threatening Israel, is threatening the United States, is threatening the free world, and he's making it very clear that they are intensely involved in a nuclear race, a nuclear race with themselves, and that he's prepared to use nuclear weapons against Israel and against the free world. So the question is, will Obama stand up and be a bold leader like Winston Churchill was and say that we have to attack, that we have to do what needs to be done? If he's not prepared to do it, then I will guarantee you that Israel is prepared to do the job.
With the recent atomic energy report that Iran is in the advanced stages of a nuclear program, what is the mood of Israel right now? And really, is Iran that close to gaining a nuclear weapon?
I would say that it's just a question of about 6 months. There are varying estimates, but we're talking about a matter of months, not a matter of a year or two. It's going to be a lot sooner, most likely. And it's essential that Israel or any other Western country that has the boldness and the self-interest to do so should take action sooner rather than later. It's been clear to Israel for a long time that the Iranians are arming, are working on nuclear weapons, are planning to use them against Israel once they have them. This hasn't been a secret to Israel for years, even when the previous report came out by the American intelligence services back in 2007, falsely claiming that the Iranians were not intensely involved in a nuclear weapons program. The Israelis never believed that. The Israelis never believed that to be true. We've always understood that this is a weapons program. There was never a question about that for us. So when the IAEA report came out, it didn't come as a surprise to anybody. But it did give a feeling of imminence of an impending nuclear attack against Israel, and the pressure on the prime minister in Israel has become greater to take action.
Okay, level with us. Is an Israeli attack on Iran imminent? Should Israel attack Iran to begin with?
Well, I believe number one, Israel clearly is going to have to attack Iran if the American administration doesn't do it. There are many people in the American administration that have been pressuring the prime minister not to take action and have been pressuring Israel not to take action. And the reason being that perhaps it would cause a conflagration throughout the Middle East and around the world, and terrorism will be increased and all this other stuff. But the reality is that terrorism is going to be there either way. The more serious question is not whether there is going to be terrorism as a result of the Israeli attack and whether there's going to be a massive multi-front war as a result of an Israeli attack. The question is, what would happen if we allowed the Iranian madmen and Ayatollahs go ahead and have a nuclear weapon? That would be a danger for the entire world. And it's not just Ahmadinejad, by the way, that we're talking about here. We're talking about the Iranian opposition as well, which came out with a statement today via Mohammad Khatami, the leader of the opposition in Iran, that if there is any kind of nuclear, any kind of attack against Iran's nuclear program, that he is going to stand side by side, and they are going to be standing side by side with Ahmadinejad. So it's a regime change is not the answer in Iran and wouldn't solve the problem.
Moreover, what would an Israeli attack on Iran mean for the Middle East?
Well, as I've said, there has been widespread terrorism throughout the Middle East. I mean, all you have to do is take a walk through my neighborhood, and in Shiloh, Israel, and you just come to house after house after house that has lost children in terror attacks. The reality is that I established my organization, the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, to respond to that terrorism that has been so widespread. So we know about the terrorism. I don't think that an Israeli attack on Iran would cause more terrorism. I do believe that it would cause an attack from Hezbollah in Lebanon. And therefore, if Israel was to attack Iran, then it would need to be a multiple attack, and it would need to be an attack on Hezbollah as well to be preemptive and to prevent Hezbollah from attacking Israel at the same time.
Does the Palestinian bid for statehood play a role in all of this?
Oh, I don't believe so. I think that that we're talking about two separate issues here. The Palestinian bid for statehood at the UN has been encouraged, however, by the lack of non-action on Iran. And any time that the Palestinian Authority and their, which consists of two terrorist organizations, the Hamas and the Fatah, any time that they see weakness or appeasement on the part of the American president or on the part of the Israeli prime minister, they take it as a signal that they should go ahead and be bolder and more aggressive in their demands. I actually think that Herman Cain had it right when he referred to the so-called Palestinians being encouraged by Obama's appeasement. When they see appeasement, and this is how it works in the Islamic world, when they see appeasement, they take it as a message that they should move forward, become more aggressive. It's just the opposite of what people think in the West, that if we extend a hand in peace, then the hand in peace will be extended back to us. That's not how it works. And as I explained in my book, The Islamic Tsunami, in great detail, when you extend a hand in appeasement to the Islamic world, that hand will be cut off. When you show strength, then you will be respected.
What responses can we expect from the Islamic nations and terrorist organizations like Hezbollah if Israel does strike Iran?
Well, I'll tell you this. Most of the Islamic nations will take the position and have taken the position that there should not be any kind of attack on Iran. They make an outward front of unity, of Islamic unity on the surface. But behind the scenes, much of the Islamic world is in favor of an attack on Iran because they fear an Iranian nuclear program. There is competition between the Shiites and the Sunni Muslims, the Shiites being Iran and Lebanon and Syria, and between them and the Sunnis, which are represented by Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Libya and countries like that. So there is that internal competition. Most of those Sunni Muslim countries would be very happy to see an Israeli attack on Iran. They would scream and yell about it, but they would be very happy, and they probably would not take action against Israel or against the West.
David Rubin, thanks for being with us today on The Savage Nation.
It was good to talk to you again, Michael. The book is available on Amazon.com, The Islamic Tsunami.
I'm Michael Savage. We'll be right back. Savage.